Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Apte.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that a lot of companies are starting to do, and some companies have actually done and built massive businesses and gone public off of a strategy like this. And the thing we're going to talk about is how to use free stuff.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Free tools, free, not ebooks or anything, but actual free software, things you build with your engineering and product team in order to do marketing. And I'm going to start with the most kind of popularized example of this that people talk about a lot is HubSpot. They started with a tool called Grader. Grader.com, G-R-A-D-E-R.com. They still have it. And that was one of their biggest sources of leads for the longest time. And that's how they did lead gen. It helped you grade your website and then told you that you should use HubSpot, basically. And it was a lot of free marketing for them that they got out of it. So that's my example to kick off kind of the convo about this sort of really important and key strategy for doing marketing.
Yeah. So I've seen this being done a lot. I know that you guys with your companies have done this quite a bit. This is something I've never done. We've never done it closer. We've never released a free tool, a free piece of software, a Chrome extension, anything of that nature as a growth and marketing tool. We've thought about it. We've talked about it. And it's definitely something that's on the roadmap for this year. But one thing that have always stopped us was never a lack of ideas. In our case, oftentimes it was just a lack of, I think, commitment to doing that, because we're looking at our internal engineering resources and saying, well, we don't have enough developers to be deploying resources to a marketing app like that. We want all of our developers to focus on our core product. And we, well, what about working with a contractor or going to a freelancing website? Well, who will project manage that? And then who will maintain the app and the code base? And I think that kind of like maybe being overly critical or overthinking this has always stopped us from investing in it. So maybe from your experience, how do you make sure that you choose the right app or the right thing before you invest in it that could really, because the app needs to have some kind of a virality or SEO. It needs to be attracting growth without you having to spend marketing and sales resources on promoting the free app or the Chrome extension or anything like that. So how do you pick the right tools or apps as a marketing campaign? And then how do you project manage? How do you allocate resources? How do you think about that? I'm sure you've advised companies that were like, we don't have the resources, we don't have the time, we don't know out of these 20 app ideas which one could really drive growth. Curious about like your thoughts and what you've seen work well versus maybe you've seen also examples of companies doing this very unsuccessfully.
Yeah. All right, a bunch of stuff there. It's awesome. So just like everything else in marketing, it's an experiment. So first, treat it like an experiment. When you think of it like that, you're going to be like, wait, I don't want to put a lot of resources to it. I might not even want to spend a lot of money outsourcing it. So one real good way to pull this off would be, and I'll get into like the other aspects of it, but just getting it done would be like do a hackathon day or two and have like the team focus on this problem. And I think the problem here is we want more leads or we want more signups. That's usually why you would do this, because it's a marketing oriented thing. And so you can just time box it. So you could take one engineer 1 week, or an engineer and a designer 1 week, or you could do it as a hackathon type thing and a fun little project where people throw in their ideas to come up with some kind of free tools and stuff like that that you could do. And I'll get into the idea side and like how do you pick and all that stuff. But to me, it's like most companies when they think about this, actually most companies when they do this, they accidentally figure it out and end up just building some tool. There's also a lot of other options, like don't build one tool, but build a bunch of tools and do it for like search traffic. So A/B testing calculator, a significance tester, things like that in the A/B testing market are pretty popular in terms of free tools that every single A/B testing tool builds, because they want that search traffic when people type that in because it's highly relevant to their customer. So that leads to my point about the ideas. the point about a free tool is to solve a customer's problem that leads them to wanting your product, or that indicates that they are a high intent lead or high intent, high potential purchaser or a person that would sign up for your product. So that is another key kind of framework or way to think about it. Another way to think about it is like with HubSpot, in HubSpot's case, they had greater.com. And the logic that I would use is, well, if my site sucks and HubSpot will help me make my site better, shouldn't I be able to for free figure out whether my site sucks or not, right? Or where it sucks or where it can be improved. And so Grader was the whole psychological theory that like, we're going to analyze your website and then tell you what problems you have. And then if you sign up for our product or become a lead, we'll talk you through how to fix it and sell you something, right? So to me, it has to fit in some part of the customer journey and the customer mindset and solve a problem for your customers. And not every product has that opportunity as easily. That being said, if you know your customers really well and you know what problems they have that are bringing them to you, you can start hypothesizing what free tools you can build very easily.
The other approach of this might be even to just go and see if there's a tool out there that has significant traction with your customer base at the right point of their buying journey, and either, you know, see if you can purchase that tool, you know, Chrome extension app, or copy it and improve on it, right, to compete effectively with it. So instead of just coming up with some random idea that's never been tested and you have no point of reference that if that would work or not, you just go and find something that already exists.
Yeah, and I'm gonna call out a certain point here and a certain set of companies just because I find it fascinating. It's just more of a quick case study, but there's a company called Loom that creates like what they call quick video, and those videos you can sort of they're in your browser. You install a Chrome extension, you hit a button, and you can just take a video of whatever's on your screen with your face, and then send it to a coworker. And this company has been iterating.